I feel Rita sit down on the side of the bed. She's trying to pull the covers down. I got them pulled over my head. Come on, little man, it's time to get up. We're gonna have eggs and bacon, and I'll let you have some coffee. I don't want to get up. Come on, I got the space heater on for you and everything. Come on, get up, go pee, and then come back and wash your face and brush your teeth. Come on, Abdul. I let her pull the covers off me. She's lucky I do, because I'm very strong. I hop out the bed, run to the door, Rita swing it open. Hurry up before somebody else gets in there. Put on your slippers. The floor might be nasty. I put on my slippers and run down the hall to the toilet. Psst. Feels good to pee. Close the door if you got a number two. I ain't gotta. You sure? No, I say, and close the door, pushing the little bolt through the loops to lock the door. I doo-doo, flush it down, open the door, and run back up the hallway. Rita hand me a washcloth and point to the sink. That's all that's in this room, really. A bed and a sink in the corner. Rita ain't got no refrigerator, TV, or nothing. But I'd rather stay with her than Rhonda or any of my mother's other friends. I like Rita. She's nice to little kids. I'm not really a little kid anymore, though. I'm 9. I run the washcloth over my face. Rita come in, wet it, squeeze it out, hand it back to me. Get your eyes, all that sleepy stuff, then behind your ears. Take off your pajamas and wash your booty and under your arms. Hear? I nod. She heads down the hall to the toilet. The man in the room next door turns his music on, Tupac. The woman across from us is cussing in Spanish. She ain't got no kids. The lady next door got 3. I only been here for a week, since my mother died. Behind me on the bed, Rita got my underwear and socks laid out. I like Tupac, but not that much. Man next door play him every morning. Rita say maybe that's all he got. But I looked inside his door once. He got CDs lined up along the walls, up to the ceiling almost. My white shirt and black suit my mother bought me is hanging on the nail on the door. I know everybody on my block miss me. My friends probably wondering where I am. I wonder where I am. I know my mother ain't dead like they be saying, because I be talking to her all the time, just like I always did. But I know we probably ain't going to Cali, to Disneyland, like she said we was. 2 more years. When I get out of school, we're going to California, to Disneyland. Where's California? Don't be silly. Look at the map. But I mean, where is it really? What you mean, honey? On the map, it's long and orange near water. Right, it's on the coast like New York, but the West Coast. We got to get on an airplane to fly across all this land, she wave her hand, and then wham, Cali. Look, just enter www.google.com, then Disneyland, California. I do, it's 1,560,000 listings. Abdul? What? Who you talking to? Don't what me? Put those clothes on. Yes, Aunt Rita. Outside the window, a train is passing by. What train is that? Boy, you be asking some questions 24/7, don't you? I only want to know. My mother said if you want to know something, ask. Of course, Aunt Rita, sorry. All I got to do is mention my mother and I can get anything I want. That's Metro North going upstate to Scarsdale, White Plains, and Bedford Hills. We'll get a schedule and see all the places it goes and go on a trip one day if you want, okay? Okay, I say. Now, get your suit on and put some lotion on your face and hands. We want to look nice. Rita is getting out her perfume and stuff, putting it on her head, under her arms, then out the bottle behind her knees and neck. Come here, we want to smell nice. I walk over to the side of the bed where she's sitting down. She got all her stuff on the windowsill and chair near the window. Raise up your arms. She laugh and spray under my arms. Your mom do that? I shake my head no. Well, just for today, she say. Then she put some stuff from one of the bottles behind my ears. I don't mind. It smell nice. I go put my clothes on while Rita is making her eyes black. I look over my shoulder at her when she get up from the bed and take off her robe. It's not like girls in the magazine. Rita just look like a lady in her underwear, is lumpy-like. But when she puts on her black dress, what's all shiny and got a ruffle around the bottom, she look beautiful. Now she's making her lips red. I like that. My mother do that, too, sometime. Ready? She finished zipping up her dress. I get my leather jacket. That's nice. Your mommy got that for you, Rita asked about my jacket. Mm-hmm. So let's go get some breakfast and say goodbye.